This is CliffCentral.com.
It's time to check in with Revix and find out from Sean Saunders what's happening in the world of cryptocurrency. We woke up this morning, Bitcoin price at $9,261, Ethereum at $271, and Litecoin still blazing a trail at $133. These are all good reasons to check in with Sean Saunders, find out what's going on in the world of cryptocurrencies. So, Sean, how are you, man?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, very good. Thanks yourself.
Good. I know that all the real experts in crypto don't really pay as much attention to the price as the ordinary pedestrians. But for people who've never invested before, and these are the kind of people who you're trying to teach in Revix about indexes and weighted portfolios and, you know, different kinds of platforms that you guys are selling, this could be the entry point. Like, the price is an important factor, right? People aren't going to just invest because they think it's a good idea long term on the basis of the technology.
Oh yeah, no, most certainly. I mean, price at the end of the day, it results in the value creation. So if you're buying at a low price and you're selling at a high price, you've made money. I mean, that's what people essentially invest in any asset for. So no, most certainly, that's very important.
And we were talking just earlier about the oil price, and we were talking about the rand and emerging markets that are coming under huge pressure with Anthea. How can cryptocurrencies be thought of in terms of currency hedging?
Well, so it's great because cryptocurrencies, the most important factor behind cryptocurrencies is really that they're independent of national currencies like the rand. Mm-hmm. So the rand is heavily dependent on South African interest rates, economic growth, credit ratings, Eskom not failing, South African Airways not needing further guarantees, whereas, you know, cryptocurrencies depend on other things. So they depend on the levels of adoption. So people that use Bitcoin or Litecoin for remittances, as an example, mm-hmm. they depend on the regulatory clarity. So, you know, what do we classify cryptocurrencies as? Are they commodities or are they currencies? And then the platform usability, and we still have a very long way to go on this, but how easy is it to actually use cryptocurrencies? And, I mean, what's quite interesting is if you actually look at the rand versus the US dollar, or Bitcoin versus the US dollar, you're seeing two very different trends over the short term and the long term. So over the short term, so say a 1 year horizon, you've seen the rand depreciate by 10% versus the US dollar.
Wow.
Whereas Bitcoin's appreciated, increased in value by 44%. Over the medium term, so say 5 years, the rand's depreciated by 40% and Bitcoin's appreciated by 1,400%. And over the longer term, so say 10 years, you've got the rand that's depreciated by 83%, whereas Bitcoin is up 7,000%. And, you know, obviously these are two very different assets. They've got different growth trajectories and all the rest. But the real thing that you need to hit home here is the rand's depreciated by 83%. So that means that if you bought a home 10 years ago in South Africa, that house of yours would needed to have appreciated by 83% just to have maintained its dollar value. And if you throw inflation into that, it goes up to 140%. So your house would have needed to have appreciated by 140%.
Wow.
Just to have maintained its real dollar value. And South Africa is actually really lucky if you compare us to other emerging markets. So Zimbabwe's lost 100% of its currency's value. Mm-hmm. The Venezuela, Bolivia is down 99%. Argentina's peso is down 75%. Turkey's lira is down 71%. And the Russian ruble's down 52% over a 5 year horizon. And, you know, the same could happen for South Africa. And I suppose it's good to have some sort of a hedge or some sort of another bet that doesn't depend entirely on the rand.
Sure. Those figures are quite jarring. I mean, I had no idea that when you factor in the depreciation of the rand over X period of time, and all three of those, short term, medium and long, just show the most horrible decline. And if you compare that to what's happened with Bitcoin, obviously you had to get in at the right time, but It's undeniable that the one is a better investment than the others.
Yeah, so I mean,
listen to
all those other international
currencies. It's just, no, it's amazing. I'm curious though, because essentially what you're saying is, I don't really have a lot of faith in our government or our state-owned enterprises. I don't believe that they are competent financial managers of this economy. So one of the ways that I can legally own an asset that will perform better than my currency, my hard cash, is to invest in cryptocurrencies. And that sounds as simple as possible, but essentially we don't know enough as ordinary people about the cryptocurrency markets to be able to make all of the decisions ourselves. You're saying that there are ways to do this, indices that you can have that own different kinds of cryptocurrency, give you a bit of a spread, that will be much safer and more protected than, say, just going on to, you know, one of the other platforms and just buying the hard cryptocurrency yourself.
Yeah, so that's exactly what we're saying. We're saying that we can't pick the winners of this cryptocurrency space. We can't pick Bitcoin, we can't pick Ethereum, we can't pick Ripple. I mean, they're all fantastic cryptocurrencies right now, but if history is anything to go by, cryptocurrencies are volatile creatures. Mm. They fly up, they fly down, and what we do is we essentially offer bundles. We offer indexes of sorts to be able to invest in the cryptocurrency space, which means that you have diversified exposure. It means that on a monthly basis, your portfolio is automatically rebalanced, so you're constantly staying up to date with the market. Mm-hmm. And we believe that a diversified approach is smarter and the better way to approach this asset class for a couple of reasons. But, you know, cryptocurrencies are an alternative asset class, which is, you know, what's great about them is that they have a correlation close to zero. So this means that if the South African stock market tanks or if the property market declines, that means that cryptocurrencies aren't going to be affected by that. And they have this incredible asymmetrical investment opportunity. So if you think about the last 5 years in crypto, I mean, you've seen a 1,370% increase in Bitcoin and close to a 3,000% increase in the top 10 cryptocurrencies, right? Mm-hmm. So there's a stark difference in those two just from a return potential. But if you take, and this is what we advocate at Revex, we're saying if you take a measured approach, if you only invest, say, 2 to 5 or even 10% if you're a lucky individual in cryptocurrencies, you're taking a very calculated, measured amount and you're investing it, you potentially could earn 10 or 20 times your money. And at worst case, you could lose 100% of the money that you put in. So there's that asymmetrical return potential, which we believe is very appealing.
Sure. All right. Well, you've made the best case I've heard for a long time about why we should be thinking about cryptocurrencies. And a lot of people haven't just been thinking about it. They've been investing. So you can go along to Revex and find out more. They're on the Cliff Central website. There's a direct link through, and you could start a portfolio. You don't need to put in hundreds of thousands of rands that you don't have, right, Sean?
Yeah, no, we allow you to invest from 500 rand and up.
Beautiful. All right, thank you very much, man. Good to talk to you.
Great, thanks, Gareth. Have a great day.
There's Sean Sanders, CEO of Revex. Find out more by going to cliffcentral.com. Open up your portfolio today. Let's see what you end up saying in a couple of weeks, maybe years time. Maybe you'll be thrilled that this happened.
This is cliffcentral.com.